Big Finish for the love of stories.
Nick and Benji.
And a spooky hello to you all. Ooh. I'm Benji Clifford. He's Nick Briggs. Whoa. This is Big Finish Audiobooks, Audio Drama, and this podcast. Oh, for the love of stories.
You're scaring me, Benji.
As Halloween draws closer, yes, that's why we're making all these silly noises, Sherlock Holmes Untold reveals its next weekly episode, The Amateur Mendicant Society. It's a catchy title, isn't it? Find out more about that in Sherlock Holmes Untold, the after show, coming up any second now with presenter Ian Meadows, big Sherlock Holmes fan, and his team of experts from the Sherlock Holmes Society of London.
Following the after show, Nick and I will be picking up on the Halloween theme as we bob for apples just before we join the Good Review Guy, reviewing the reviews of Doctor Who, Once and Future, The Union.
Our delivery is just—it's going bonkers, isn't it? Then we go behind the scenes with our first ever Doctor Who Halloween box set. Yes, Sea Smoke and Other Stories. Looking at the opening story, a First Doctor and Dodo adventure by Jonathan Sims, starring Stephen Noonan as the Doctor and Lauren Cornelius as Dodo. Sea Smoke, released on the 30th day of October. Funnily enough.
Well, you know what they always say, sea smoke, call the fire brigade. That'll be followed by the good old Randomoid Selectatron, where we randomly select a Big Finish release and offer you a 25% discount on it. And then we give you a free 15-minute drama tease of Sea Smoke, involving some horrific transformations on a remote Scottish isle.
Gosh, that sounds like the Doomwatch movie, doesn't it? Yeah. But first, the latest installment of Sherlock Holmes Untold came out this Wednesday, so we go straight over to Ian Meadows and the team for their in-depth analysis in Sherlock Holmes Untold, the after show.
And so, another episode that's been full of surprises and attempts to wrong-foot us, not least of which was the idea that our consulting detective might just have embarked upon an affair of the heart.